Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody say. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next couple of minutes, I am going to give you a rundown of Young Preacher by Black Bones. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
Loading! Black Bones released Young Preacher on October 28, 2022. Under Chocolate City Music, it's got 14 tracks. And it's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 features. And that's quite hefty, actually. But of those, the song Ring Ring with Tay Iwa is grayed out, and I don't know why. But you know what? That's a story for another day. Looking at the album, it's got a variety of genres on here, from trap to just think of Afro-prefixed genres. You're probably going to find it there. He does rap when he puts his mind to it, but it's hard to pit him against other MCs simply because he only does it on certain songs. And for the most part, I actually knew him more on the Afrobeats scene more than like the rap scene, that hip hop side. So for me, I mean, he showcases that he definitely can rap, but I wouldn't call him an MC like that. But he's good. He spits well. And on this album, one thing that stood out and made me want to listen to the album is the fact that he's got Zimbabwe's Takura on there. And that's on the song Mazoe, which is a collaboration with BN from Sauti Sol as well. Top tune. And it's absolutely amazing to see Takura finally get chances on the African scene, which he's deserved it for a very long time. But it didn't seem like it was happening, but now it is. This is it. And on that note, I mean, on this album there's some top tier features, like honestly, I mean, think about it. Amare, Loj, Blackie, Check, J5, Tay Iwa, like I said, even though the song is grayed out, Techno, those are some huge collabos. Anybody would be honored to have those collabos on an album. The song titling on Young Preacher is actually a masterclass. He's got songs like Baggin' Uni, I Just Wanted to Hear It, based on the title, Fashion Over, IG Baby. The music is really good. The mixing and mastering, absolutely top notch. The quality was there. Overall, I could say he's a very versatile artist, and this shows. From the beats to the delivery, he can do it all. It's just what he wants to do at that point in time, and he'll give you that. He tells some really good stories, so the album title does make sense. Just don't expect no gospel type project. This ain't it. Far from it. But overall, it's a dope project, and I'm really excited to hear what else he's got coming. And I rate this one an 8 out of 10. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dande.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.